Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Thirty-six minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. Spending a lot of time talking about the Nuggets and their series. Some news coming up with the Broncos, a new business deal with Centura Health. We'll hit that later on in the program. The history between the Nuggets and the Lakers, so excited to talk about that. But we've got something really cool going on. A friend of mine, Brett King, the King of Glass, is where we're going now, from Glass Dr. Greeley's in studio with us. Got to know Brett, I don't know, 6 months, a year ago, something like that, at one of these local events in Greeley. And I've been working with you, and it's just been awesome to get to know you more. You've repaired my windshield once. You're going to have to repair it again because already dinged it up on the way out east. So I'll be back in there. But how you doing, my friend?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Doing well.
You guys got an awesome deal going on for folks, too. Starting today through the 26th, I believe, May 15th through the 26th, weekdays, an opportunity. If you got a ding on that windshield, here's a great chance for you to go get it fixed.
Yep. Any rock chip you have right now, we're offering $45 rock chips right now. And the great thing about this is we're partnered up with the Weld County Food Bank. And so half of those proceeds are going to go to the food bank. So just make sure you mention you heard it on the radio or from the food bank and come on in, get that rock chip taken care of that you've been putting off, and let us help you out there and get you fixed up and for a good cause.
Well, and I want to, again, we'll reiterate the deal a little bit too as we go. But how bad, you always hear, don't want to let it linger. Once you get that chip, man, you don't want to let that sit for too long because it'll get worse over time.
And that's right. Here in Colorado especially, I mean, we've got pretty intense sun, so the changes between the sun and the shadows, you know, from the clouds and things, that crack will start going, and once it's gone too far, then it's got to be replaced.
So. Oh, man. Well, that's what, because when I went in there, I waited a while, and I'm getting to the point again, so I know we had talked about it, but I want to get in because you guys, I'm amazed at how quickly you can get it done. I'm not, you know, there's going to be different kind of cracks, different levels and all of that, but it goes pretty fast. I mean, how long did it take you to get mine done the other day?
Well, it's about a 15 to 20 minute repair. It's not long. Everything cures up pretty quick, and then your windshield basically is essentially like new with the cures we use. So.
Yeah, it's fascinating how fast it can go and when you can get in there and get it done, because you can't, it's one of those things, it's easy to put off, but you just really shouldn't do it. You got to get after it.
You got to get it taken care of. I mean, you don't want to have to replace that windshield. That's a big expense at that point. So,
big deal going on. Starting today, bring it in. Bring your vehicle in. I know I've got a crack on my windshield. My wife has a crack on hers. I noticed my father-in-law's Jeep has one, too. I was like, what are we doing here, guys? So, yeah. Brett, how does that work? I've always thought, you know, with the insurance side of things, too. Sure. How does that work with this when folks come in? Because some can, you know, it's covered in insurance. Sometimes it's not.
Most insurances will cover those things. So if you bring that in and it is an insurance that will cover, just give them a call. Give your insurance agent a call and find out if they're going to cover it or not. Like I said, most everything is covered because they don't want to pay the cost of that windshield either.
Sure. So. And then like you talked about, you're giving back too. You're going to donate 50% of these proceeds if you come in and mention the deal to get this windshield crack fixed.
Exactly. So we're hoping to, we like being involved in the community. And so anything we can do like that, we want to try to do when we can.
Yeah, you're doing that all the time. So obviously, we know the windshield, the dings, all that. Those are big deals. But when it comes to glass, I mean, you guys are everywhere.
We do everything. Yeah.
So many types of glass. You will repair, install, what have you.
Yeah, home, auto, and business. So pretty much cover everything from, you know, anything like railroad equipment. We do the oil rigs, you know. So PDC Energy, I hear you advertise
sure,
all the time.
Yeah.
We take care of a lot of equipment like that as well as your house windows, shower doors, mirrors, you name it.
And again, you guys are just repairing it all on a daily basis. You're getting after it. I was asking you a little bit during the storms and stuff. What's that like? Do you see an influx? Do you see things calm down? Because you just never know with certain businesses what storm impacts will really do. Will it help them? Will it hurt them?
Yeah, in the hailstorms around here, we really don't like the big hailstorms. I mean, you get a little too busy. You can't really take care of everybody that way. But it does increase the business for sure. And we try to take care of everybody as fast as we can. So, you know, if you've got something that's happened like that, you know, no problem. We'll get it taken care of. So,
all right. So we've got the deal going on with World Food Bank. I love that. Again, take your vehicle in, take advantage of that, get your windshield crack repaired. But also, you know, for local jobs in the area too, you guys are the ones to call. Where are you located when people? Because you're kind of a tough spot to find. But once people know where you are, they're never going to lose sight.
Yeah, we're on West 10th Street. So 6310 West 10th Street. There's a little auto dealership out in front of us, but we're at the big metal building, and all the way in the back, the big metal building, 6310 West 10th.
Okay. So, and if I can find you, anybody can find you, because I was the guy that got lost at Shields, went into one parking lot, came out the other, and I'm like, where's the car? But Brett, I need to get in at least this week or next. I want to take advantage of that to get my car fixed up. You could see it was sitting out there. You probably just could have fixed it right there with your skill set. You could have just pulled out a little pocket fixer there. But no, I love working with you guys. And again, I was so amazed at the process and how great your guys are, your staff. I mean, it was just so quick to get things done.
Yeah. Great group of people, and they also like giving back too, so they're excited about this deal. So,
how long would it take you to repair some broken glass off of a backboard?
A backboard glass.
Yeah.
So backboard glass is a little different. And so, like, if you're smashing backboards, that's a tempered glass. So we have to make sure we have it made and at the factory and gets it tempered. And so it's safety rated. So, like, when the net comes down and everything, all that little shards of glass that's coming down is actually raining glass. But that's because it's safety rated.
So I don't know if you saw the game, like, months ago. It was a regular season game when they were fixing the rim and all that stuff. I mean, were you like, come on, let us at it. We can take care of this thing. We'd have a whole new system put in here.
Exactly.
That's wild, man. Well, we love what you do, Brett. Is there anything else that you want to add before we let you go today?
No, I think I love your show, man. I love listening to what's going on here. If I'm, you know, not listening to you when I can here, then, you know, we're doing something different. You know, we've been listening to a few things. I have a couple of questions for you, maybe.
Yeah. So, like, let's go.
You know, I know you've spewed some thoughts here about some things, and I've heard some things going on with the Buffs.
You know? Oh, yeah.
And Neon Dion and Primetime and everything going on over there. I'm sorry, but I bleed red. And
Coach kind of have red on today.
Coach Rule's coming in, and it's been pretty interesting hearing what's going on there too, and listening to what's going on with the Buffaloes. I mean, I love the Buffaloes. I follow them. That's not a problem. But come on, September 9th.
September. When do they play? So, how excited are you? And I want to get into these thoughts too. But how excited are you for that game?
Oh, it's going to be great. I mean, you know, you got a couple different things going on here. You know, you got, you know, the history between the two teams and everything, and two new coaches, and it's going to be really interesting to see what happens there.
Is that in Boulder or in?
This year it's in Boulder.
Are you going?
I'm hoping so. I've got put in for my tickets. I've got season tickets in Nebraska, so we're hoping we get some.
How does that work? Do they hook you up down here, or do you have to get them through?
No, we try to get them through the college and through Nebraska, through NU, and if not, we'll be searching them out. So
how do you view that? Okay, you asked me this question. Let's talk about it with old Primetime there. It's a fascinating thing. Whether it's good or bad, I'm not sure yet, but it's so fascinating to see what he's done here coming in. I mean, he's treating this thing more than I've ever seen in college, more like NFL free agency than I've ever seen, and we're going to find out what it really does.
It's a big hype. So with the transfer portal going on and that kind of stuff now, it's really changed the game. So, I mean, any given season, I think any team could race to the top. So we'll see what happens with it.
What's the optimism factor like for you guys with Matt Rhule right now? Because obviously the Scott Frost thing, that was exciting. People were pumped and ready to see what he could do because you saw what he did. And obviously it just didn't work out. It looked like it was going to be a dream come true because you get a former Nebraska guy. Just didn't work out. Are Nebraska fans kind of like, okay, we've been hurt before, so we're just going to kind of temper? Or are you guys like, nope, we're going. We're back. We're back, baby. Let's go.
You know, it's a little bit across the board, but from the most part that I see, everybody's right behind it and ready to go. If you do any research into Matt Rhule at all, he's a great guy, just a really stand-up guy. And what he's been doing with the program and everything, the philosophy he's putting back in place and bringing back some former coaches, it's a neat thing to see.
Well, I know, and it's funny, I know there's a lot of Nebraska fans in this area. There are tons of Nebraska football fans in Greeley, Fort Collins, all over the place. Heck, so much that didn't Estes Park like used to have a place where it's just for Nebraska stuff?
They still do.
They still up there?
Yeah.
Do you frequent that place?
Oh, yeah. And every time we're up in Estes, we have to sneak in.
You got to sneak in there and get something, man. Well, I know you're also a big local fan, too. Yep. I mean, I know you love the UNC Bears, mm-hmm. and they're rock and roll. All their teams are winning Big Sky championships, yeah. it seems like. But you're a big Nuggets guy, too. So yeah. I know the sports side's where we connected. So I'm glad to have you on the program
yeah.
And doing our Player of the Week thing. I mean, it's kind of obvious it was going to be Joker.
Yeah.
It's always more exciting during the fall when you got CSU, UNC, CU, Broncos, all that to pick from, Air Force. Right now, it's Nikola Jokic. I mean, yeah. he might just get it. We could just pencil him in every
yeah,
single
every week.
Week
almost. Yeah, it seems like it.
All
amazing.
Right, our tight-knit brewing poll question of the day. Let's have you answer. How's this series going for between the Nuggets and the Lakers? Nuggets in 4, 5, 6, 7. Lakers in 4, 5, 6, 7.
Nuggets in 5.
Nuggets in 5. That's yeah. where Briegger yeah, went this morning.
Yeah, I'm all over that. I think, you know, they might give the Lakers one game to kind of play with. But,
yeah.
you know, hey, I think they're just going to go ahead and do it.
LeBron will give you a game.
Yeah.
You know, since you've been doing this
exactly.
for a while, we'll give you a game. Brett, man, I love working with you, my friend. Just appreciate everything you're about and this deal that you're doing, too, for folks. I mean, you're driving in your cars right now. You're looking around at your windshield right now. You know people are. They're like, do I? Oh, I do. Now's the time. Bring it over. That address one more time, Brett.
6310 West 10th Street.
Okay.
And, if you want to call, it's 970-616-3100.
616-3100. Set something up. Get in there. Now's the time to take advantage of this great deal.
Yep, good deal. Come on in, guys.
All right, man. Well, we're going to get you in before the CU Nebraska game.
All right.
We got it because we got to get into that.
Because yeah.
I'm definitely more of a CSU UNC guy,
mm-hmm.
but I am kind of a CU guy too. So I know that's a cop out answer since you're in here, but you know we'll change how we say things when you're gone.
Exactly.
It'll be all like yeah, Nebraska can't
listening.
Do it. No, I'll tell you with CU, I am definitely more. I am in that wait and see mode. I hate to do that because radio hosts, you never want to say, "Oh, let's just see what happens," right? But it's so bizarre to me. This is something I've never really. It's uncharted territory with what we're seeing with primetime. It's
yeah.
like the Ed McCaffrey thing on steroids.
Yeah, well, exactly. And so, I mean, with him being in there, I think, he's, you know, it's a great influence to get people in.
Yeah.
What's he going to do when they get there?
Yeah, that'll be the thing. How does it all look on the field? So we're all – you're interested in it.
Oh, yeah.
Rams fans are interested to see how this thing's going to go because they play him pretty soon in that first stint as well. But, Brett, you're awesome, man. We appreciate you doing this deal. We'll be sure to bang the drum for you guys this next 2 weeks and see if people can get in there and get those windshields fixed up.
Sounds good. Thanks, Brady. Keep up the good work here.
All right, my man. We'll talk to you soon. 12:48 the time. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
The boys of summer are back. Hear Rockies baseball on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.